Blog Talk Radio.
Good morning, saints of God. God bless you. We want to welcome you to Morning Dew Prayer. This is the day that the Lord hath made. Let us rejoice and be glad in it. I'd like to read in your hearing this morning from Proverbs chapter 16. We'll begin at verse 1. And it reads, "The preparations of the heart in man and the answer of the tongue is from the Lord. All the ways of a man are clean in his own eyes, but the Lord weigheth the spirits. Commit thy works unto the Lord, and thy thoughts shall be established. The Lord hath made all things for himself, yea, even the wicked, for the day of evil. Everyone that is proud in heart is an abomination to the Lord. Though hand join in hand, he shall not be unpunished. By mercy and truth, iniquity is purged. And by the fear of the Lord, men depart from evil. When a man's ways please the Lord, he maketh even his enemies to be at peace with him. Better is a little with righteousness than great revenues without right." I've read verses 1 through 8 of Proverbs 16. God, we thank you and we bless you on this morning. We give you glory, honor, and praise for another day that you have allowed us to see. God, you're so good to us. You're so faithful. Even when we're faithless, you remain faithful. You abide true, O God, toward us. Great is your faithfulness, Lord. Thank you for your new mercies today. We've risen to brand new mercies on this morning, and we glorify you for that right now. We put before you, O God, everything that's on our agenda, creating us a clean heart, Lord, and renew a right spirit within us that we'll seek after your will and your way. Your word has told us, Lord God, that all of our ways are clean in our own eyes. But we want you to weigh our spirits today, Lord. We want you to come in, Lord God, and do that which only pleases you in our hearts. Help us, O God, to put everything on the altar that you may cleanse us, that you may renew us, that you may revive us. Revive us again, O God. Purge us, cleanse us, and help us to walk after your way. Help us to be kingdom-minded and to know what the will of the Lord is. For you've told us, O God, that we should come to you with confidence, knowing what the will of the Lord is, Lord, so that we can ask according to your will. When we do that, Lord, you hear us. And when we know that you hear us, we believe and have confidence that whatever we ask in your name, you will grant, Lord God, the petitions that we ask and desire of you, even according to your will. So we thank you right now. Thank you that we won't be fretful or anxious or have any alarm because of the things that go on around us. Oh, God, we thank you because you've made all things for yourself, even the wicked, for the day of judgment. So we bless you, Lord. You alone are God. You are all wise, and we look to you today. God, we have great fear of you, not fear and trembling, but fear, oh, God, respect and honor of you, knowing that you do all things well. So we bless you. We commit our ways unto you, Lord. We pray for every family, Lord God. They will commit their way in every decision, O God, unto you, believing and trusting in you to lead and to guide and direct. Somebody has great decisions before them even today. And we're praying that you would lead them, Lord, that you would give understanding, give focus, give clarity for that which they've put before you. O God, bless them for being humble before you. For the proud you despise, Lord. The proud is an abomination unto you. But we pray for those who are submitting their way unto you today, those who are making decisions. Oh, God, honor them with wisdom today. Crown them with understanding. It is our prayer. Somebody's praying for a wayward child today, and I pray, oh, God, that you would touch their hearts and give them the confidence to know that your hand is upon their offspring, Lord, that you see and you know. You understand, oh, God, that that seed has not fallen on bad and fallow ground, but you've allowed it to fall in good soil, and in due time, it will come forth. Oh, God, give these parents, Lord God, to have confidence toward you, to rest and to trust in you, Lord, to rest and put our children in your hands. in the name of Jesus. We thank you for it right now. We thank you and we bless you for it, Lord, for keeping them when we can't keep them, for maintaining them, Lord God, keeping their minds, keeping them from perversion, keeping them, Lord God, from those who would do them harm and those who have no good in mind for them, Lord. We thank you for them right now. Keep them, Lord, wherever they are. Oh, God, we bless you for it now. College campuses and military and other institutions, we believe you to keep your hand upon them. Keep us, oh, God, the body of Christ in harmony as we pray. Help us to be sensitive to your spirit. Yes, Lord, we believe you to help us to pray, even according as the Holy Ghost gives us to pray, that there be no dissensions among the body as we pray, but we pray in full agreement with your word. No factions, no divisions among us, united in a common understanding, God. We thank you for it right now. We bless you for mercy. We bless you for truth, O God. These are purged, O God, as we seek your face. O God, those things that are not of you. O God, thank you, Jesus. Iniquity is purged because we come together as one. Teach us how to agree, Holy Ghost. Teach us how. Teach us how. Oh, to agree about everything that the word has spoken, that we, oh God, may rise victorious, that we may see the glory and the manifestation of the Lord as we go from day to day. It's by us agreeing with the word of God, even when we don't see it, no matter what it looks like, God. Every word of God is right. Oh, God, everything, every promise that you've spoken, it's yea and amen, and it shall be done, even unto your people, even by our Father who is in heaven. You told us to come boldly to the throne of grace. Somebody's ailing in their bodies today, not seeing, oh God, what it is that they expect to see in terms of getting well, oh God. But we believe you. We believe you to touch our bodies, touch our feeble bodies. Lord, you made us. It's you who made us, not we ourselves. So we bring ourselves to you today. We stand in proxy for those who are ailing, those who are hurting, God. Yes, Lord, emotional distress, even those who are ailing in their bodies, kidney disorders, oh God, heart disorders, Lord God, blood disorders, tumors and cysts and any manner of disease, God, back ailments, oh God, pains in their joints, Lord. But we put them before you today because you see and you know all things. You've given us to pray until we see the manifestation and to believe you even before it manifests. So we thank you right now. We thank you, Lord God. We pray for every member of the body of Christ. Yes, Lord, you said to pray for all men everywhere, but especially those of the household of faith. So any struggle that they have, we put it before you, be it physically, financially, emotionally, whatever struggle they have, we put it before you. We come in lowliness of mind, Lord, today, but we're coming with patience. We want to forbear with one another, Lord. Yes, Lord Jesus, we agree, O God, with your word, with one another, standing as one today. Let it manifest. We call for the manifestation. We call for the manifestation of wholeness, Lord God, healing, deliverance. Oh, God, those who are estranged from their families, some have children who are missing today. And we're praying, oh, God, that you would deliver them. Deliver them, oh, God, in Jesus' name. Bring them back to their families, oh, God. Avenge them, Lord. We're praying for those families who are facing, Lord God, bereavement today. Lift them. You are the lifter of our heads. Some have been faced with terrible situations, Lord God, where loved ones have been murdered and taken from them, and now they're facing situations where there's no resolve, cold cases. But we're praying, oh God, that you would reveal and that you would avenge them, Lord, in the name of Jesus, and that you would touch the hearts of these people, that they'll not walk around, God, with hardened hearts, thinking that you failed, thinking that you've turned away from them, because you're a God who sees and you care and you understand. Hear the cry of these families, Lord. Hear their cry today. Yes, Lord, give them peace, peace in their hearts and peace in their minds. Give us as people of God once again, Lord, to have a concern about those who are lost. We pray for those who are lost today. We pray for loved ones. All of us have loved ones in our families who do not know you, and we pray for their salvation. We pray for their deliverance, Lord. We pray, oh God, for the drug addict, for the alcoholic, Lord God. We pray for those who are caught up in situations of domestic violence today. Yes, Lord, we pray for rebellious children, households that are turned upside down because of the spirit of rebellion. But we come as one today. Yes, Lord, believing you to touch, believing you to set free, believing you to turn it around, Lord, whatever the situation. And help us, God, never to return evil for evil or insult for insult. Help parents to know how not to provoke their children unto wrath, but to love them, O God, to pray for their welfare, to pray for their happiness and their peace. O God, help us to truly, Lord, pray for one another. Pity one another and love for one another, as your word has said. Help us to speak blessing, O God, and not cursing, Lord. Oh, help us not to be double-minded, one way today and another way the next, one way in a person's presence and another way when they're out of their presence. God, we believe you. We believe you. You have called us. You have called us, and you've called us to inherit blessings. You've called us to be heirs and joint heirs with Christ, and help us to walk worthy of the vocation wherewith you've called us. Oh, God, help us to make a difference everywhere we go, not to be moved by our surroundings, Lord God, but to change situations because of our presence. And it's because you walk in us and you stand tall within us. Thank you, Holy Ghost. We give you glory. Yes, Lord. We give you honor. Yes, Lord. And thank you for being able to share that with us by the name of the Lord Jesus, that we're clothed upon with the righteousness of Christ, that you've called us heirs and joint heirs with Christ. And even as you and Jesus, Lord God, are one, Jesus is in us, oh God, and we thank you by the power of the Holy Ghost. So you've withheld no good thing from us, and we thank you. Thank you that those who are on foreign soil today, they rise up in power as they proclaim your word, missionaries, oh God, wherever they are, those in power in our government, those in power in our churches. God, we believe you to touch them by the power of the Holy Ghost, that they'll speak truth, that they'll recognize you in this last and evil day, that they'll have a great and keen discernment and recognize what is and what is not of God. We pray, God, that your will be done in this earth, even as it is in heaven. You've taught us to pray this way, God, to continue to pray that your will would be done, and your will is done in us and through us, your people. So help us to walk ever closer to you. As we lift up those, Lord God, who don't know you, as we lift up the hands and the arms of leaders, God, we believe you to bring about the change. We thank you for the change. We thank you, O God. We thank you right now. Yes, Lord. Yes, Lord. Righteousness exalts a nation, but sin is a reproach to any people. You see it all, Lord. You see, God, and we thank you right now. You'll make every wrong right, and we bless you for that right now in Jesus' name. Those who've come to this line, even with requests that have not been spoken, we believe you, God, to give them a blessed assurance right now that you know. You know what's in their hearts. You know what's upon their hearts. You know what's in their minds. Oh, God, we come against the spirit of murder and suicide today. And that you will speak hope. We speak hope in the name of Jesus. We speak hope to those who've given up and have a desire to fall back. Oh, God, we come against the spirit of murder and suicide today. You will not prevail. You will not prevail. We speak life. We speak hope. We speak joy. We speak peace in the name of Jesus. Peace in the name of Jesus. Prevail right now. God, we thank you and we bless you. We bless you. And we honor you in Jesus' name. Thank God. Amen. Saints, please join us for virtual study on tonight. It is Wednesday night, so we will be going live, Facebook Live, for study. You want to hear about being consistent. We need consistency in our lives. Go forth today with confidence toward God. Have a wonderful day. We love you. Go in peace. Bye-bye.